Frequently Asked Questions for 2026 auditions. I'm aged 13 to 16. Can I audition for both programs at the same time? For those aged 13 to 16, you will have the option to audition for one or two opportunities within the same audition, and you can tell us which one would be your first choice on the application form. The courses that are available to you are the Residential Performance Company Intensive, 3 days at Elmhurst Ballet School. Residential Performance Company, 7 to 9 days at Elmhurst Ballet School, plus performances in Birmingham and London. What are the different 2026 residential programmes? Our 2026 season will hold 3 residential courses of different lengths, tailored to different age groups. In each of these courses, students will develop their skills, work together as a company, and explore the work of a variety of creatives, enabling them to gain an even deeper understanding of the complexity of the creation process and being a company dancer. The 3 programs we are offering are 1. Residential Performance Company Intensive, age 13 to 16. Elmhurst Ballet School, Friday 31st July, Sunday 2nd August 2026. This is a 3-day, 2-night residential at Elmhurst Ballet School for dancers aged 13 to 16, finishing with an end of course sharing in Elmhurst's Studio Theatre. 2. Residential Performance Company, age 10 to 13. Elmhurst Ballet School, Sunday 2nd to Saturday 8th August, 2026 Crescent Theatre, Birmingham. Tuesday 11th to Thursday 13th August, 2026, Sadler's Wells, London, Sunday, 5th September, 2026. This is a 7-day, 6-night residential at Elmhurst Ballet School, where dancers will be part of 2 pieces, which will be performed at the Crescent Theatre in Birmingham and Sadler's Wells in London. 3. Senior Residential Performance Company, age 13 to 19. Elmhurst Ballet School, Friday 31st July, Saturday 8th August, 2026, Crescent Theatre, Birmingham, Tuesday 11th, Thursday 13th August, 2026, Sadler's Wells, London, Sunday, 5th September, 2026. This is a 9-day, 8-night programme at Elmhurst Ballet School, where dancers will be part of 2 pieces, which will be performed at the Crescent Theatre in Birmingham and Sadler's Wells in London. If I was part of the 2025 performance company, will I have to re-audition to be a part of the performance company in 2026? Yes, you will need to re-audition for the 2025 company. Auditions are an important part of a young dancer's development, and all of our auditions are assessed against a rigorous set of criteria. For the NYB team, there are many reasons why it is important for us to see young people at auditions, even if they were previously in the company. We want to meet as many young dancers as we can in person so we can give a fair and equal opportunity to everyone. We know how much progress people can make in a year, and we want to make sure we take into account any development that has been made. Additionally, the NYB team will need to cast the 2026 company in their pieces, booked roles, based on what we see during the auditions, so we feel it is important to see everyone as the dancer and artist they are now, whether or not we have worked with them previously. Will I get a refund if I am unable to attend the audition? Audition fees are non-refundable. We will try, wherever possible, to accommodate you either at another face-to-face audition or at the online audition. Can I audition online? Yes, we have an online audition option for those who are unable to attend in person. Dancers attending the Zoom audition will also be required to record and send us footage of particular exercises. We will send instructions in order to be consistent with the in-person auditions. We encourage dancers to audition in person if at all possible. Will the auditions be filmed? Please note that all auditions will be filmed, photographed, for internal use only. If you have any questions about this, please email admin@nationalyouthballet.org. What happens at the audition registration? Registrations will take place in the main foyer of the venue. you should come ready to dance with appropriate clothing over your dancewear and your hair ready for ballet class. You will be given an audition number and safety pins to secure the number. Students will not be permitted to leave the building until their audition class is finished, so please make sure you have enough water and nut-free snacks to keep you going before and after class. What do I need to bring to the audition? Reusable water bottle, can be refilled if needed. Dancewear, leotard, tights, socks, skirt, shorts, all items must be clearly named. Warm-up clothes, flat ballet shoes, pointe shoes, if already working on pointe. Named bag suitable for carrying dancewear, shoes, etc., to classes. What should I not bring? Please do not bring nuts or products containing nuts. NYB is a nut-free zone. Can I bring a mobile phone to the audition? Mobile phones are permitted but should not be used in the studio at any time. You are welcome to take photographs for your memories and to record your day, but please take these outside of the building and be mindful not to take photographs of other young dancers without their parent carer's permission. I am a part of London Children's Ballet. When should I audition? For those taking part in London Children's Ballet, Sunday the 22nd of February has been mutually agreed by both organisations to avoid any potential rehearsal clashes. We kindly ask any dancer involved in LCB, who also wishes to audition for NYB, to please attend the NYB auditions on Sunday 22nd February 2026. Will the same choreographers be working on the 2025 and 2026 performance seasons? Yes, it will be the same choreographers working on the 2025 and 2026 performance season. Will we be performing the 2025 content in 2026? The 2025 creative team will return in 2026 and will develop their pieces based on the research conducted in 2025. It is at the choreographer's discretion how they will use the content from the research and development phase to help them finalize their artistic ideas for 2026. If I was 18 in 2025, will I be able to take part in 2026? Yes. In 2024, we will be accepting applications from those students who are aged 19 at the time of the 2026 performance, 5th September 2026. Can I pay by installments? The audition fee cannot be paid in installments. However, if you are successful in gaining a place, it will be possible to pay the fee for the residential in 3 installments, with the final installment due prior to the RPC. Further details will be published to successful applicants.